It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
Back. So somebody weighed in on Facebook, said funny is not funny at the expense of others.
Wait, what?
Somebody said funny is not funny at the expense of others.
I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't think there's any rules to their comedy. Has no rules.
It really
there are no rules to comedy.
No.
The rule to comedy is find somebody who thinks you're funny and you're a comedian. If you can find somebody who thinks you're funny and you get paid, you're a professional comedian. Now, it's all subjective. I mean, I have my own rules, which I won't do. Although, generally yelling fuck at kids is one of those rules. But I'm even willing to break that. I mean, you know, it's all subjective.
It is.
You can't. It's like music. It's like paintings. You can't put rules on art.
That's why you work for some bookers and some bookers don't use you. You know, yeah. It's like you give a comment. Oh, I work for that guy. No, because you know what? They pick, but it's subjective.
What Very. They
listen, you know? Listen, if you want rules, work in corporate America. But by no means do you get to decide what somebody else's art is. The public will decide it. And if we're talking about them on TV or radio or wherever, chances are enough people think it's good. You don't have to think it's good. I see comics all the time. I don't think it's funny. But I don't go bitching about them. It's just not my cup of tea.
I worked with these two comics one time. They're like alt comics. And they were in their early 20s and stuff like that. I laughed about three times. You know, but that, you know, but they had an audience. They were, you know, and it's like, all right, well, it's, you know, it's different. I'm not going to say it stinks. It's like also with music. Like if there's like rap music, I'm not going to say rap music sucks. Rap music is really not my cup of tea.
Right.
I'm not going to say it sucks because there are probably artists in that genre that are very, very good, you know, for rap music, you know, so I'm not going
to
say, you
know. Here's what I'm finding over the past few days talking to various people about various topics.
Right.
We got a problem in
this. It was very varied.
Maybe there are rules to comedy. Anyway.
Oh, nice.
People are getting stuck in their own opinions thinking this is the way it needs to be.
Yeah.
And people need to understand it's your opinion and you can set rules for yourself. And live by rules for yourself and set rules for your family and your kids. And that's perfectly fine. And nobody should come and shit on your rules unless you're hurting somebody because they work for you.
But the thing about it is media and media. Come on, try that again. So you say, I say the media.
The media. Fog or Leghorn having a stroke. What was that?
So it sounded like that. The media and social media have kind of made it for us to choose our sides. Except for the people that are free thinkers, you know, but most people sometimes are not. Some people are in their own teams, you know?
But I mean, I'm not even talking about Democrat, Republican here. I'm just like talking about people are thinking, well, this is what I think is funny. Because I've had this conversation with several people over the past several days. Well, this is what I think is funny. And if you do that, you know, you're gonna lose people. I don't think that's right. No. If people are paying to see them.
Here's the deal. You do your joke. If people laugh, you're doing your joke. If people don't laugh, you'll try it again. After the third time, if the joke doesn't go, you drop it, you get another joke, you try it. Do people laugh? Are they laughing consistently? Yes. Keep it in the act. That's what the difference is between funny and not funny.
Listen, I choose not to make fun of people based on certain things, but that's me. Other comics make a great living doing.
Yes.
So I don't, oh, they're wrong. How could you? I just say, hey, it ain't my thing. But that's fine. They're getting paid. They're doing well. That's
Somebody
cool.
thinks it's funny.
Yeah. Just like, you know, certain art isn't my thing. Like, I'll give you an example. So I'm not really into classical music.
Okay.
Not really my thing. So my daughter, she had her all-county concert.
Yeah.
All-county concert on Saturday. Orchestra.
Right.
Classical stuff. Not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
The wife likes classical. The kid likes classical. Not my thing.
Right.
I was so...
Because they won't play Aerosmith.
Yeah.
You want to hear the classical version of Dude Looks Like a Lady. Ting, 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 ting.
Well, they did have an orchestra for Dream On, and it was very good. You should listen to it.
See?
But I'm not disagreeing with you.
There you go. But
anyway, so I'm watching this concert, these kids, and I was blown away because it was executed so well, and it sounded so good. So even if it's not my thing, I can still appreciate it. Go, oh, well, that's good. You know, like rappers, you know, certain rappers go, well, I don't really like it, but I can appreciate how they put the words together and the beat. It's not my thing. I'm not going to leave it on, per se. Or like U2. I don't like the band U2, you know, and I don't find the voice very good. The music doesn't speak to me. Plenty of people do. You know what? They're not wrong. I'm not wrong. Right. U2 selling out stadiums.
But that's what I was saying. You know, I don't say it sucks. It's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's fine.
You know, that shows me. U2 is a good example because U2 in the studio, I really don't think is that good. U2 live is very good. You know, so but you know, it's I'm not saying the music sucks, but it's in certain the you know live, yeah, in the studio not so much.
I really think age brings people to be set in their ways. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder if I'm going to become that person. So far, I don't think I have. So far, I'm fairly open-minded to things, even if I don't personally like them. I don't really think I get up there and preach that this is absolutely wrong.
There's a little Nana voice in my head that I notice gets louder every year. And there's some things that...
Get me out of the horde. And get me out of the horde.
Those are the cats.
Oh, my God. It's actually Nana.
Dust.
Nana, I thought you were dead
years
ago.
Why won't you dust?
No, but I mean, like, there's certain things that I'll say in my head. I saw a bunch of young girls getting ready to go to a dance at their school. And they were wearing these dresses that were really, really short.
Yeah.
And I thought, I am embarrassed to say that this little Nana voice in my head said, oh my God, their parents are letting them out in those short little... And I was like, holy shit, who is that?
Right.
Who is that?
Sometimes, like one of my grandnieces, there was pictures on Facebook, she worked at Hooters. I almost jumped on...
Why did I miss those?
I'm not a creep. So much so I almost jumped on a plane and headed out to Colorado with a sweater. You know?
But you remember, he doesn't like flying. He's like, ah, fuck it, she's got a family.
But I like flying.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were a little nervous flyer.
No, I used to when I was a kid, but now I like flying. I look at the window. See,
nothing. You're just lazy. You should have gone.
No. Funny. But there was one time when I saw these teenagers and they were wearing like sort of like the rap getup and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I go,
get up. It was a costume at Walmart for Halloween. The plastic baggy pants, a little askew, came with a little cloth hat.
Even
that
the fact that I said, get up, I'm Nana.
Exactly. Thank you for recognizing.
So I was,
you're not hip anymore.
So I was looking at that, and
why can't you be cool, Daddy-O?
You're not a hep cat. So I'm looking at that. I'm like, look at these guys.
Pull up your dungarees.
Dungarees.
And it's raining. Put a slicker on.
Where are your galoshes?
Nicely played. But I'm looking at it, I go, what a bunch of hoods. And then I thought, when I was that age, hair down on my ass, army jacket, Herman Survivor work boots, jeans, beard, I looked as much as a hood as they did at that age.
Where the fuck has this guy been? All of a sudden, Joe's very self-aware. Where the hell fuck has this guy been for 7 years?
You rattling my life off during the writing meetings.
Well, good. I like this Joe. This Joe is self-aware. We should all be
He gave a dossier on my life when we were going over the first script meeting. I'm like, holy
fake smokes. News. Not a real dossier on Joe's life.
He saw his life flash before his eyes. Hey, it was you and Chip playing it
something
out.
Up really good. You know?
I've known him a long time, like 20 years.
Yeah, but I looked at that, and I'm like, who am I to judge? I for that time, I looked like a hood.
Right.
Matter of fact, I remember when I was up in Maine, and we were at a fair. Me and my friends were at a fair, and I had beard and hair, and this cop was just staring me down.
Yeah,
my key was like, and
he thought you were cute.
No, he thought I was a hood or something. So much so, I wanted to walk up to him and go, "Is there a problem? You want to see my?" He probably would have smashed me over the head with a baton. But
if you're black, he just would have shot you. Yeah. So it worked out well for you.
You were lucky. You got away pretty.
Put
clean.
Away the Skittles and Snapple, son.
Yeah.
No, I like the self-aware, and we have to check our. We have to check. Listen, we all do that. You know,
yeah.
You know, I'm like thinking like my parents in my head when I'm thinking about my daughter. I'm like, fucking slow down, stupid.
You know. Right.
Right. You have to be. People are well, not self-aware.
Well, there was a funny thing. We were at my friend's house one time, and my buddy's son was having a problem with school and this and that and the other thing. And I go up to him, and I go, anything that you've done, we've done three times. Anything you try to pull, we pulled four times. Anything you're going to try to get away with, we've tried to get away with eight times. And I go, do you know who told me that? He's like, who? Your grandfather to us. So yeah. I go, don't you know?
Well, that's why I said on the show when I told my daughter when she got in trouble, I go, listen, you can lie. You just better be good at it. Because if I catch you, it's going to be a lot worse. It's like, you could try to lie. But remember, I take on scammers.
And
you're trying to do stuff on the computer. That's what your mother does.
Yeah.
You're, so
Daddy argues for a living.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, so you could try, but you need, like I told the audience, you got to raise your game.
Yeah,
you got to be better. I'm not trying to hate the player. I'm just making you aware of the game.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's like, listen, you can hate on people or comics or musicians or whatever the fuck, but just realize you come across as really old and closed-minded.
Yeah.
You don't have to love it. You don't have to like it, and nobody should force you to love it or like it. Just realize that not everybody agrees the same as you, and let it go. Let it be.
And don't impose your rules on somebody else's art. My friend went to art school, and I remember her taking a painting class and coming back and saying, oh my God, this teacher, she just, every time I'm painting something, she says, she comes over and critiques it and says, it needs a little more pinky orange. And she would keep using that phrase. And then she said, and the teachers had their own exhibit. She found her teacher's paintings. Fucking pinky orange everywhere.
Well, all right, I want to get into scamming, but that's real quick. I want to touch on that with comedy. Because I've said very often I get upset with these comedy classes where they will try to mold the students into images of their own,
right?
Which I was always proud of. The comedy class I taught with Rich Carucci, we didn't do that. We would tell you the pros and cons of each style and what the content you were going to do is. You make the decision what you want to do, and we will help you become the best comic in that genre for your style and what you want to talk about. I don't want to make a bunch of clones of me or anybody else. Yeah, everybody has their own journey.
Yes,
I don't understand people that just want everything to be such. Joe, you're becoming liberal. Anyway, let's move on.
Oh, shots fired.
I got one really quick.
We're never going to do our show.
I know. One really quick thing. We did the script read on Monday, and what Chip has is this program that reads the script, but it reads it in a computer voice.
Oh my God.
And they talk about it in the show, hear the computer go, shut up, stupid.
Oh my God.
I tried to isolate.
I need that for my ringtone.
Really? Really? Yeah.
I might have to. Punch up shut up stupid. I don't
shut
like
up,
it.
Stupid.
I don't love it there. I might punch that up.
Okay. We'll see with the computer.
But right, I'm writing with Chip on Wednesday.
All right.
Tomorrow. So all right. So let's do some Ann Jackson before we get out of here. Play the music, Pip will give us the categories.
Okay. We're going our way. Here we have our categories for this week. The perennial favorite, Mr. Davin. The second one is asshole. The third one is Melvin Santos.
Just Melvin Santos.
Just Melvin Santos.
All right, I'm going to go with five Mr. Davins.
Okay.
I'm going to go with seven assholes.
You're going to be busy.
Wow. And Miss Melvin Santos? I'm going to go with, and I'm being generous on this too.
Okay.
Because there's no idiot in front of it.
Okay. All right. So with Mr. Davin, I don't know. She was on a roll last week. I don't know if she's going to be the same way. I'm going to say seven Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with three assholes because in honor of us here. Huh. And let's see. Melvin Santos. I'm going to say four Melvin Santos. All right.
Oh, by the way, Russ canceled for the 15th. So we got to find somebody else. Anybody you have in mind? We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
All right. Subject. What?
I love how you're discussing this during the show.
Not like we've stuck to script. So.
Oh, what script?
Also, we'll pertain to the show, but now we'll just do business.
Yeah, I know. It's like, what script?
After the break, finances.
It's a niche.
After that, personal gripes. Yeah.
That's so, the first part of the show.
Yeah, right.
That is our show.
Exactly. All right, subject. The true threats and lies from Brown Cotton. Mr. Davin!
I'm on the board.
The terrorists are targeting
me.
Can you believe in it? So Miss Young has a big website, and she is alive. This fucking Brown Cotton is a real big fraud star. You know, and I tell you, it's such a heartwarming story, because he came from nothing. This Brown Cotton. He came from a little hut where there was no internet, but he worked his way up.
Reinvented himself as Brown Cotton.
And he became a big old fraud star. Yeah, actually, selling out arenas, scamming people.
Yeah, he was actually named Boonga Bunga, and he sent Brown Cotton, and now he's a star.
I heard he's going to be doing the Correspondents' Dinner next year.
And the NFL pregame.
I will send it to every FBI. I never worked for FBI, and he is a fucking liar. They use
me.
They took the money from the victims. Green family is real mafia. This is what I see through. That bitch Jennifer scammed
me.
And she is fucking hiding. She wants that money, and she chokes them all.
Oh, wow. You know what? She should work at that place that
it's gonna cost
Kevin
extra.
Is. Yeah.
She's easy to find. She's the woman with the truck tires on her.
What?
Because she got hit by a truck.
Sorry. I didn't get it. It's late.
Joe deserves that. All right, this is between Brown Cotton and Anne. Brown says, hello. Anne says, and I quote, fuck off.
Sounds like when I write Joanne. I got the taxes. Fuck off.
Well, also, like you and Joanne, she continues, I will never contact you anymore.
Good.
You destroy me. Is this a conversation between you and Joanne?
Yeah, you too.
I think you got the subject matter.
Yeah, really. You're really, eerily close to home.
The head was wrong.
My bad.
Or the ex-home.
You destroy me. Fuck off my life. Brown Cotton goes, what? Anne goes, I will submit it to my police. Never contact
me.
You'll know what is going on. Brown says, okay, thanks. Anne goes, never contact me. Brown says, I can see the police arrested the Interpol. Anne goes, I will tell them. They want to arrest my criminals. You are wicked. Fuck off. Shame on you. I did make a video. I will publish it. Updates with YouTube.
Fuck off. I did make a video.
I'll publish it.
You are all fucking scammers. You destroy my real life. You do make me suffer from so much.
Look
odds.
At you, make me.
You do kill my real life. Fuck off. You will know the video soon. Brown Cotton, video. Video Brown Cotton.
Glad to get acquainted.
Yes. Brown goes, I will send it out too. Then remember Begin Steele, the anti.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
He Brown goes, Begin has confused you. Remember the anti scammer.
Oh, how did they know about Begin Steele?
Well, because Anne thought she was being hunted by anti scammers.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yes. Okay. You deal with scammers and call the Interpol scammers. I pity for you. Anne goes, fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. This is not my problem.
Wait a minute. Fuck you, assholes? I just had asshole singular.
No, you're wrong. Sorry.
Damn.
Assholes have been flatulent. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Appreciate you trying to save that. Too much.
Mm. You're welcome.
Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. This is not my problem. All of you do destroy
me.
And then Brown Cotton goes with the woman who brought this to our attention and goes, your problem. Brown goes, they put you in front so you get killed. And goes, that is your problem. Fuck you, assholes. Go to hell.
Damn it.
Brown goes, they are monitoring you now. And goes, you must get killed.
Oh.
They see nothing.
You know what? That's like a new way that she's like insulting somebody. Go get killed.
No, she said you must get killed.
You must get killed.
These are the rules.
That's right.
You must get killed.
Brown goes, they try to also trace your doorstep. And goes, fuck you, assholes. Go to hell. You will. You will get killed. I'm posting the video.
Trace the doorstep. Bulldog McIvy. I'm watching your doorstep right now.
It's good to hear the general. Yeah. Is he getting a cabinet position?
Yeah. I'm nominating Bulldog McIvy.
Why not?
It's a pleasure to be a part of the campaign. We'll win.
Why not? He'd be the most normal one there.
Yeah.
Probably the most qualified.
I want to see Kellyanne in my office right now.
Nobody wants to see Kellyanne. Yeah.
I want to give her a great insurance quote. Yeah.
Is she out from underneath the tree? I am posting the video. You will know the real war. Brown goes, you will see the knock on your door. Come and knock on our door.
Do, do, do.
We've been hunting for you.
Where the money is fake and you pay scammers company too. Melvin Santos is Mr. Roper. Ann Jackson is Mrs. Roper.
No No sex there.
Yeah, really.
Jennifer is Chrissy.
Yes.
Brown Cotton goes, you will see the knock on your door. Anne goes, fuck you. Brown goes, go on.
Really?
I love when he does that.
Go in. Anne goes, go on.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny.
Would I lie to you?
Yes.
Brown goes, Brown Cotton goes, and see your arrest. Anne goes, I will post what you said now. Brown goes, from the Interpol. Anne goes, I will. So Interpol. Brown goes, you are going to jail. And you will not collect. Go. Collect 200. For, fuck, I'm tired.
Oh, my God.
I'm fucking up, too.
Yeah, reading is a commodity tonight.
What?
Reading is coming as a commodity tonight.
Yeah. We don't have it. We're broke. Yeah. Anne goes, Eric Bohr is Interpol. You do to me.
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 It's a Beatles song that never got released.
That's really. They couldn't figure out how to sing it.
Yeah, that was like the flip side to She Loves You, Yeah, Quarter Sign of Kind of Wanna, Sorta, Kinda. I
she
fucked that up, but it
not.
Worked.
It's always good to have a pip in your pack pocket.
Sorta, Wanna, Kinda.
Anne goes, I will send this out. Brown goes, you are a fool. Anne goes, now I will. Brown goes, 50 years in jail. Anne goes, you do it to me.
Me.
Brown goes, try it and see. Anne goes, you will know it. Brown goes, we will know.
What will you know?
You
I'm
know.
I'm lost.
You
I don't
know what we know.
Know what
I
we,
don't know what they
you
know.
You know what we know, what you know, what I know that you know.
That
oh,
they know.
Thank you. Now I understand. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anne goes, I'm going to post it now. Because why keep on arguing? Just fucking post it.
I really? Stop.
I'm going to post it now because you set up my life. Brown goes, go on. Why you tell me? Anne goes, you did it. Why do I need to say so? Brown goes, I think you too is scammer.
Oh, wait a minute. Bono's involved?
Yeah, really.
I wouldn't put it past him. That edge was always shifty.
Now Joe Cumi is going to start a scammer tribute band.
Nice.
I'm looking for two guys that can work Skype. Yeah. They have to live on the island.
Yeah. Dedicated.
Good pay.
Good
have
pay.
Your own kit.
That's what he had.
I did.
Know anybody?
Have your own script.
Joe's clean house again. Yeah. He does that every couple of years.
Well, Joe's exes can get together with the Clinton's exes and former supergroup.
Funny.
The throwaways.
Yeah.
The throwaways.
Hysterical.
That's good. Look at Pip.
Right,
she saved the show.
Yeah.
When have we ever said that?
Never.
A minute ago.
Yeah. Anne goes, you were the one who did this to me. And Brown goes, you did it. Am I Mr. Jones? And me. Anne goes, you are a fucking scammer. A real scammer. Fuck you. Brown goes, you deal with Joan by taking drugs. I don't know who Joan is.
What? Wait.
Heard her.
No, I don't
Apparently
understand.
Apparently, Joan's a pain in the ass if she's got to take drugs to deal with her.
To deal with it. I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, I dealt with Joanne for 20 years. I just drank.
She stepped it up.
Yeah.
Anne goes, never contact me. I will go to the police tomorrow. Brown goes, the story you will see on Japan TV. Anne goes, Jones? Dr. Jones!
Dr. Jones. You are fool, Dr. Jones.
Jones.
This doesn't even make sense.
Was it Joan that she's drinking about? But Jones is somebody that she's going to see on Japanese television?
I don't know. Well, like, I understand.
How do they wind up on Japanese television?
Well, he
usually
said.
You got to get like kicked in the nuts and like or be scantily clad women.
Or be a big lizard and throw subway cars to and
or
fro.
Or they throw something slippery on a set of stairs and they make them try to get up them to get to some prize. Hilarious.
Really?
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
It's a game show. It's the fucking funniest thing I ever saw. I laughed my balls off.
And she's seen our act, so.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Anne goes, Jones, you will. Brown goes, ha-ha. Anne goes, not me. I post your ID on my video. Brown goes, I pity you, the fool.
I pity you.
I pity you, fool.
Oh, my God, Mr. T's here?
That's a cast of thousands.
Oh, my God. There's so many people involved in her head.
Hey, woman. Hey, woman. Y'all got to send a check now.
What's that?
It's Mr. T.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Really?
Sorry.
Yeah. Stick to the six voices. Yeah. Sounded nothing like Mr. T.
It did, but too.
I didn't know
sounded that. Like somebody on a plantation.
No.
Oh, God. Okay.
It did. It did. Didn't sound like Mr. T. Did it sound like Mr. T?
It sounded like somebody who was about to break into a Negro spiritual.
Somebody on a plantation.
There you go.
You can't do every voice.
I'm every voice. It's all in me.
Ann goes, "Do it! I'm posting it." Brown goes, "You're going to jail." Ann goes, "You too. I will call FBI." Brown goes, "FBI will fire you."
They will fire you.
Ann goes, "See the
you
truth.
Don't work for them."
people are getting hired and fired. It's, yeah. It's like the Yankees of the '80s up in this bitch. Hysterical. I don't know what's going on.
Hysterical.
Ann goes, "Me?" Brown goes, "You called before." Ann goes, "I am not FBI." Brown goes, "You will see." Ann goes, "I will send the truth now, but didn't spell it properly. I will." Brown goes, "You are destroying the image of FBI. Send it, fool."
That's James Comey job.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Ay, ay, ay. Ann goes, "Go ahead." Brown goes, "Do it now." Ann goes, "You destroy me." Not me.
Not me.
Brown goes, "Go on. Fuck you. Fuck off, asshole." That was quite the rage.
I like the way that she rhymed that.
No, that was Brown.
Oh, really? It was a good job.
"Go on. Oh. Fuck you. Fuck off, asshole."
It's quite the wordsmith.
Yes.
So Ann sends a video, YouTube link. Brown goes, "Do you know who you're talking to?"
No.
No.
No. No.
I cannot be emphatic enough. No.
No.
As good an answer as any. Do you know who you're talking to? Ann goes, "Enjoy your fucking plan destroying my real life. Fuck you, assholes." Pip's been an S off all night.
I know.
Brown goes, "You will receive a bullet." Ann goes, "All of you. Eric Bohr, Sarah."
Roll call.
Eric Bohr, Sarah, Brown Cotton, David Moore. Brown goes, "I will send men to your house now." Why don't they ever show up when I need them?
You know what? Nobody's ever offered that for me. Exactly. Especially when I was single. God damn, I didn't know that you could get them to go.
Ann goes, "Fuck you. You destroy me. You are fucking assholes. Go to hell." Brown goes, "You made Jennifer had accident."
She didn't drive the truck.
No, I think she had a pee-pee. Oh. She had an accident.
I feel for her.
Yeah. Get the tarp. Ann goes, "You will."
I know you are, but what am I?
Brown goes, "Fool." Ann goes, "More."
more than a fool?
Take place on a playground?
I don't understand.
It's like you and JJ.
Yeah.
I kind of don't understand their conversation a lot of the time, and it frightens me. Fool. More. What?
Fool. Brown goes, "You will go to hell." Ann goes, "All of your conversation will be posted soon." Brown goes, "Let me contact Miller." Ann goes, "Fuck off, scammers."
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Davin.
Ooh, too.
I did tell the truth to the woman who wants green, and she is lying. The woman who brought this to her attention. She wants green. She's lying to the public. See through lies. This fucking woman is really sick. I never did anything wrong to her. She fell for green, and there's nothing to do with
me.
According to your research, Green's full header is from Kansas, and why you do not see through the truth. These fucking hunters are also assholes. They are looking for men, or I can say they are men eaters. A motherfucker.
She's a men eater. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll take your money.
Men I think eater. It's the third stanza. I guess we'll fucking plow through this so we can be done with it.
Well now, well, that's encouraging.
Everybody hold on. It's like
brace yourselves, here it comes. More
it's like, very taxing on the voice.
Me. Sorry, I was practicing.
That was good.
Thank you.
Brown goes, "We will arrest him too." Ann goes, "He is fucking assholes."
God damn it. You know,
Philip's a little anti-gay.
I should have made it plural.
You should have, but you
didn't. Damn, pissed.
He is fucking assholes. Arrest Miller, too. He destroys me. You all. Why not arrest yourself, too?
Go arrest yourself.
Joe, arrest yourself. I've had enough. You know what you do.
I have the right to remain silent.
I can just see the president. I'm going to arrest myself. It's a witch hunt. I'm the witch. I think it's time I bring myself into custody.
Isn't it funny?
I have the right to remain silent.
I have the right to remain silent. Yet you never exercise it, as much as I ask.
That's funny.
Already, why not arrest yourself, too? Stupid. You are a fucking scammer. You destroy me. This is the whole conversation you do to me. You lie to me. Fuck you, assholes. You're a real scammer. Go ahead. Brown goes,
it's another night at the office.
Exactly. I've had it with these two nitwits.
Are you talking about us again?
Oh, not at this moment.
No.
It'll come up soon.
Sure. Brown goes, I'm sending it out to to all of our agents now. Hand goes, do it. Do it now. Why not? Brown goes, did you send me money? I'll start.
Stupid.
Ann goes, you destroy me. Brown puts a question mark. Ann goes, I will call your head office. I will not withdraw it. Brown goes, I even use my money. Ann goes, you destroy me. Brown goes, I have all the proof. Ann goes, you destroy my real life. Brown goes, you will be jailed. Ann goes, the real life. Me in jail? I will ask the police to show the evidence, too. Do it now. The two of them want a lot done, but nothing's happening.
I know. And they keep talking about it.
Brown says the money in Scotland is for who? Ann goes, I will. Brown goes, I don't know.
I will.
Brown goes, I called Miller. Ann goes, those people who destroy me are not arrested, but you destroy me. Call them. Fuck off. It's my favorite part. Brown goes, he will be interrogated now. Ann goes, he destroys me. Nice. Brown goes, who? Ann goes, why not? Do it again with this. Brown goes, he will pay all the money. Ann goes, you will be jailed too. Brown goes, I see. Wait. Let me call head office in Tokyo. Ann goes, you will. Fuck yo.
Fuck yo.
She forgot the U, so it's fuck yo.
Yeah.
All street on
yeah, I know. Rapper.
Yo.
Now she's not a rapper.
That's a rapper name. Fuck yo.
Yeah, fuck yo.
Funny. Go to hell. Go to hell forever. And don't you come back, mister.
Usually when you're in hell, you're there forever.
I would think.
No. Like after like 6 years, they review your case. You can get paroled to heaven.
Oh, wait. We're back to the Cross Bronx.
Exactly. I said the Cross Bronx was the highway.
I heard
to
it.
Oh, okay. I didn't.
Yeah.
Good. I don't have to repeat you.
Yes.
Anyway, go to hell forever, Joe.
I was in hell for about 23 years. Just got out last year.
No. Well, you better not say that. Somebody you went to high school with might fucking report it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Dicks.
Oh, you told her that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We all know. Brown goes, fuck off my desk.
Fuck off my desk.
All right. Can I open the drawers while I'm at it?
Watch out for the stapler.
Yeah.
You're going to need a hole puncher.
You heard what happened last time. Yeah.
What the hell does that mean?
Is that cum or is that white out?
Yeah. Fuck off my desk.
It's like, wait a minute.
I got my cuck stuck in the monitor.
Wait a minute. You know, it's like you picture people pushing everything off the desk to have sex. Fuck off my desk. Yay.
Push everything off the desk. Start fucking the desk. Yeah. It's cherry wood, you know.
Yeah. Wait, I'm over here.
Oh, I broke it.
Broke it.
It's cherry.
Oh.
A little too quick for us, ain't you?
I really fuck off my desk.
So Brown goes, fuck off my desk, fool. If anything happens to Jennifer, Ann goes, I deal with Jones. Brown goes, you will be killed. Ann goes, fuck you, assholes. Who is Jones? Thank you. Thank you.
We've been asking this question.
Brown goes, yes, drugs. Ann goes, fuck
wait,
you.
Wait. Who is Jones? Yes, drugs?
Yes, drugs.
You heard him.
He wouldn't lie.
What are they talking about?
We don't know.
I think they were tired, too.
Yeah.
He's
tired. We had a long day.
They got stuck on the Cross Bronx.
Yeah, a long day.
They're just saying words at this point. They're not even having a real conversation.
Well, here's two words you might recognize from Ann. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Brown goes, wait, you will know. Ann goes, go to hell. I post the truth. Brown goes, you're Gene.
No, Gene Jones. Jesus Christ.
Ann goes, fuck you. Go to hell. Brown goes, me? Ann goes, you will suffer from murder. I never smoke. I think we're doing drugs, too. I don't drug.
What? They are really not talking about real things. Is this code? I really have to honestly ask. Is this code?
No, you know what they're saying.
I don't know what they're saying.
You know what? You might have a point. Maybe.
Wait a minute. At this point, I have to.
We're laughing and shit.
I have to seriously ask. Did I have a stroke? Because I am not understanding what they're talking about. They're just saying random stuff.
Seems perfectly clear to me.
Oh, God, I did have a stroke.
I got a stroke, too.
Oh, great.
She said I never smoked, not I never stroked.
No, I think I did, because I don't understand what they mean.
I see no difference in your performance. Brown.
Really?
A keystroke.
Really?
No. Not you. I forgot. The keystroke is contagious.
Funny.
Really?
It's a keystroke callback. Brown goes, I will show you what it means to insult. Thank God. I was tired of these pleasantries.
Yeah, don't work at the press conference dinner.
Really.
Yeah, it is
Ann
late.
Goes,
it is late. I can't.
Ann goes, drink. I deal with drugs. Fuck you.
Drink?
I deal with drugs.
Brown goes, sell drugs. Ann goes, sell drugs. Fuck you. Who? I think they're just rhyming.
Yeah. I think they are. It's oh my God, Dr. Seuss has taken over the whole conversation. Fuck you, who?
Brown goes, that was reported here. Ann goes, who?
Now it's Abed and Costello. Or Abed and Abdul.
Brown Cotton, here's a who.
Yeah. Brown Cotton, that's it. That's the line. That's the line. Brown Cotton, here's a who.
Oh my God.
Brown goes, by the same so-called hunters. Ann goes, sell drugs. Go to hell.
You know, I so wanted to do a Dr. Seuss rhyme, but I can't right now.
Brown goes, I will show you your case file. Ann goes, show it. Why not? Brown goes, and send it to Tokyo. Ann goes, I never take drug. You are a liar. Fuck you, assholes. Brown goes, you suppliers. Father.
Wow.
Why not bring him into this?
Oh, we're going to tell father jokes, huh? Right. Sorry.
Ann goes, I sell kids' toys. I never see drugs. Fuck you. Go to hell. You're a liar. Fuck you.
I sell kids' toys.
Remember, that was the business she was in.
I didn't remember that.
That was one of the many jobs when she had Jimmy Jones.
I gotcha.
Brown goes, am I the hunters who reported you? Ann goes, you are not FBI, but a fucking liar as well as a scammer. Brown goes, you are. Ann goes, go to hell. Brown goes, bye. Don't contact me again. Ann goes, you will suffer from what you do to me.
Me.
That so-called payback. Fuck you, assholes. You are not honest. Brown Cotton goes, me. Ann goes, you destroy me.
Me.
Fuck you. Brown goes, I helped you up this stage. Ann goes, I will send it out. You help me? Never. You destroy me.
Me.
You make me suffer from the debts. I lost my real job. Brown goes, did you ever send me money? Ann says, and I quote, fuck you, assholes. My real job's for the students. Brown goes, you will be charged for assault. Ann goes, from fucking funds? What false? Assault? Me? Fuck you. Brown goes, go to Scotland. Which is not,
wow.
Which is not
wow.
As severe as going to hell, by the way.
Yeah, really, you go to Scotland. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Go to Scotland.
And eat the haggis. That'll show you.
That's worse than hell. Good point, Joe. Ann goes, you should go to hell. Brown goes, you too. Not me. Ann goes, you are a fucking liar. Asking me to pay the money from the company. Go ahead. Call your agent. I'm waiting. I'm standing by. Brown goes, forget it. Ann goes, go ahead. Brown goes, James Miller will pay for all this. Ann goes, he will pay for it. Brown goes, he is the one that was standing on your behalf. Ann goes, a motherfucker.
A motherfucker will be standing by.
There is nothing to do with me.
Me.
There's nothing to do with me. Brown goes, yes. Ann goes, I did tell him. Brown goes, I see that. Ann goes, I do not contact him. Brown goes, he never goes straight to the point. He will pay for all damages. Ann goes, well, that's his problem, not me.
Me.
Brown goes, thanks. Ann goes, ask him to pay me.
Me.
You do not arrest begging. Uh-oh. And the woman who brought this to our attention.
Oh.
So now stupid thinks she's got the power to arrest people again.
Okay.
But you destroy
me.
They are hackers. You are not FBI. Go to hell. That woman who brought this to her attention always hacks Parker Green, does she?
Does
Go
she?
To hell. Go to hell. Interpol, you are fake. Fuck you. Never contact me anymore. I will show up the truth from the very beginning. You destroy my real life. Fuck off. You are a fucking liar. My father died when I was a little girl. Fuck you, liar. You will suffer from what you said.
Hold, wow. hold. Wait a minute. What kind of Freudian babble was that shit?
I think
just
she was going
then?
Back to because Brown said your father.
Yeah.
And,
oh.
and that triggered Anne.
Oh my, yeah, it sure did. Well, all did of a sudden it's like my father died when I was little. Fuck you. Oh my God.
I like her, Moxie.
I like the cut of her jib.
I do. It's one of the characters in the story.
Jib.
Missed it, Avin.
Oh. Three.
I think UN really want to invite me to join the summit, but I am fucking mad. Ain't no doubt about that. See the topic about terrorism. So this is from the United Nations Foundation Global. So this is a global update. So this is a global response to climate change, Ebola, terrorism challenges ahead. She just sends me a bunch of shit about the UN.
Because she is in touch with them, of course.
There's no mention of Melvin Santos on this.
Oh, God damn it.
Here we go. Subject. Melvin Santos is in New York.
A one!
What?
Sorry. Melvin Santos was a category.
Oh. Mr. Davin.
Oh, four.
Mr. Melvin Santos is in New York.
Oh, two.
That's it.
Ah, damn it. All right. Well.
What the fuck was that about? What did we learn?
Ann's
father's dead.
Yeah, we learned Ann's father's dead. And just we're having the nonsense scream off.
Yeah, really.
I don't think that we moved the story forward at all there. That was crazy. All right. Well, look at this. We had four Mr. Davins, and Joe had five, so that's pretty close. And we had no assholes, neither of us. And we had two Melvin Santos, and that's Joe. So, Joe.
That say, wasn't the drive worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look what you did.
Are you proud of yourself?
Look what you did.
Good boy.
Joe's girl in the chat?
Yeah. She's. Yeah. She must have stepped away because she didn't make any guesses.
I got you.
Yeah, how will you ever contact her?
Oh, no. All right. Oh, God. That was really funny.
Hey, I told you to find stories. Have you been working on that in all your free time?
No, I had to do actually work at first. I'll look at stories tomorrow.
I was waiting for this whole thing about witch doctors, too. That wasn't in this week's scams. Scamming scammers.
Witch doctors?
Yeah, Joe told me there was a whole thing about witch doctors coming up.
Oh, it's not in that. It hasn't come up yet. No, not that part.
I was excited.
It's funny. It'll probably be in the next collection.
The ensemble of Davin's Den scams the scammers.
Oh, my God.
Leather-bound case. Gold embossed titles.
Yes. Gold bar embossed.
Davin's Den scams the scammers. Collect them all. Two new editions every week.
Yeah.
So usually.
Act now.
Act now. Scammers are standing by.
Yes, they are.
All right. Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy, TAOLLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant, and their Tuscan villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. And Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Sidesplitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Great show coming up. Stay tuned on that. So experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
What's going on, Pip?
Well, what's always going on is HudsonRiverRadio.com. And every 3 to 6 on HudsonRiverRadio.com, you can listen to Mr. Helix do his music show, which is really great. So please give him a listen Monday through Friday.
What's going on, Joe?
I'm doing a benefit on Saturday. Look at my Facebook page.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's time for prep this week.
Your PR guy is fired.
It should have been long ago.
Saturday, Cinco de Mayo. I'll be in Clarion, Pennsylvania at the Fraternal Order of Eagles. Tickets are available at the door. That's that. We want to thank Catherine Henson for joining us.
That was great. I could talk to her for hours.
I know. Mm. I know.
You could see that.
I know. There's a lot to cover. We can have her on again in the future.
We should.
But we want to get Joe in the mix and talk about comedy.
Yeah.
So I should probably... find our outro music. I probably should have had that ready.
Well,
I didn't.
You know, there's that stuff that we do.
Yeah, I was looking on. I saw the Yankees pitcher left with an injury after one inning.
Wait, which one?
Jordan Montgomery.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
Is that the short one? Never mind.
She's a Yankee fan. That's what she tells us.
I haven't been keeping as close a track as normally at this time of the year.
Is he the one a little Zoftic with the big ass?
Here he comes up to the mound. He's a little zoptic with a big ass.
Is he the one with the bad complexion?
Yeah, he's got a bad complexion, too. Great ERA, but not a couple of zits and pockmarks. Blow it away for ball five.
Is he the one who's just starting to show the first signs of baldness? Is that him?
He's got a receding hairline.
Well, my brother was having a conniption the other night. I am on his phone paying his bills for him on the phone, and he's watching the Yankee game in the rehab, and he's having a conniption because the guy, oh, look, he's got two on the mound, he's got no outs, and look, three fouls. I mean, what is he giving it away? Rah! He was like having a cow.
Well, why did her brother turn into Steve Bicks?
Yeah.
I don't. Well, what is he giving it away? This pitch is on the mound. Nobody's getting off when they're supposed to.
I do not feel he's in the starting lineup. He should be a reliever. Next tomorrow's game, I'm going to make him a reliever. I will start.
That was action in the bullpen, and needless to say, the bullpen has been lackluster. I walk all the way from the dugout to the pitcher's mound. It's quite a long walk. I have my pencils. I have my banners. I have my sound system. I come all the way out there. I talk to the pitcher. Nobody has answers. I have the GM on the phone. He's going, what's wrong? I'm getting bad reports. Like, oh, you're watching the same thing I did. He does not have anything on his fastball tonight. I do not know.
Look at that. Right? That's so outside of the box. I don't even know what's happening over there.
Oh, that's hysterical.
There you go. That's funny. Crazy. Little comedy.
Little inside comedy.
Little comedy to end the show. Once in a while, we mix that in.
There you go.
That's enough of this shit.
Every once in a while, we do that.
All right. Well, yeah. Thanks, everybody who listened live, replay, podcast. Love you all. Couldn't do it without you.
That's right.
Actually, we could. I'm going to be honest, we could.
It would be so sad.
It'd be sadder, but we could.
Yes.
We could do it alone. If we're going to do that, we should just dismiss with the mics. We might as well.
Let's be honest. We don't really need you. We like you.
No, we need you. Don't go nowhere.
You.
Don't listen to that dumbbell.
What is he talking about?
I don't need you. I like you. I like you a lot. Mm. I don't need you.
Stop scaring away the listeners.
If I'm going to yell fucking kids, I'm going to yell fucking our audience.
Well, they're used to it, though.
Some of the kids now. You shouldn't have me around children.
Yeah, well, no.
Isolate that.
Yeah. It's not news. All right. That's enough. We've done enough damage. Thank you guys for hanging out.
Thank you.
We need you so much.
See? This is what you got to tell them.
That's what I tell them, Joe.
All right.
Fucking play with the balls, whatever it takes.
Right.
God. Don't say that to the 5-year-old you're chasing out into traffic. All right.
Let me play with your balls.
Oh, God.
A Nerf ball? Close.
Oh, God.
All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, keep on listening.